We find ourselves poised now toward the end of the Easter season. Pentecost awaits, and we have just observed the ascension of Jesus as he returns to sit on the right hand of the Father. This is an important moment in the life of the church. It's important because it helps you and me to understand our relationship with Jesus Christ better than ever. We come to church for so many different reasons. Each of us is different. The burdens we bring, the problems, the headaches that we endure, the complications of our lives. For each of us, we are here for different reasons, looking for something that differentiates us from everyone else in the church. It doesn't matter how great the music is, whether the hymns we're singing are our old favorites, how marvelous and touching the sermon is, we're still going to take a lot of baggage home from church on Sunday, and the complications of our lives will remain. And in this time following the ascension, but before the Pentecost, we ask, so Jesus isn't right here beside me. What becomes of me? Does he care about me? Where is he in my life? Well, I'll tell you where he is. He's praying for you. Hebrews says we have a great high priest seated high in the heavens, who is the very best at interceding with God because he sits next to God. He knows about your heart and mine because he came to us. He stood beside us. He walked among us. He touched us. He healed us. He taught us. He died for us. Jesus has ascended to heaven, but he hasn't said goodbye and forgotten about us. He is praying for us. He never stops talking to God about us. He has, in fact, gone away so he can be even closer to God, one with God on our behalf. Jesus came to us. He died. He came back to us. And now he has ascended again, not to abandon us, but rather to remain so close to God, at one with God, that he might better pray for us.